David Harvey, I'm one of the committee members for this year's Red Deer Pro Rodeo.
And Diane Finstead, also a committee member of the Red Deer Pro Rodeo.
Diane, let's just talk about the origins of this event. Obviously, there was so many great years where the CFR was able to be hosted in Red Deer. So how neat is it to now have part of the Pro Rodeo Circuit season be in Red Deer in an early part of the season?
You bet. It'll be an important time for the contestants to try and get a jump on the season. But, you know, Red Deer has a proud history of rodeo. In fact, in digging around, we learned that the first one was way back in 1922. Now, that hasn't been every years since then. But after the CFR left, we kind of felt a real vacuum. And kudos to Dave and the Westerner Park Board. They felt like Red Deer really did need a rodeo and that rodeo belongs there. And so that's when the initiative was kind of started to see if we can get a Red Deer rodeo back on the pro circuit. And so we're kind of in a similar time frame as the old Silver Buckle rodeo in that early spring. And yeah, it's a good time for contestants. We hope for fans too, to get them geared up for the busy part of the rodeo season ahead.
You bet. And Dave, with your great new sponsor at the Centrium and the Marchand Crane and all of those positive sponsorships that came, I'm sure, and have been looking for something to be attached to since the CFR left, just how important a step is this to have a pro rodeo now in Red Deer in May?
Well, absolutely. And right out of the chute, I've got to thank, obviously, our Westerner Park marketing team, our sponsorship team. They have done a ton of legwork, and I am just absolutely amazed at the sponsorship that has come forward, local and outside the city of Red Deer. These businesses and people, they're just as excited as we are. They want rodeo back, and they're like, we are all in, and we're going to make this thing work for you. And obviously, great to be in the Marchand Crane building. Like I always say, Mother Nature can't hurt us, and there's not a bad seat in that building. So if you've never been inside our Marchand Crane building, May 21, 22, 23, I expect you to come in and see our building because, like I say, best place to view a rodeo.
You bet. So what are your expectations for year one?
Well, we're hoping we knock it out of the park. I mean, obviously, rodeo was here a while ago back at the CFR, but like Diane alluded to, these are different cowgirls, cowboys every night. It's not the same as watching the CFR. So we're very optimistic that people are going to come in and support the rodeo as it lands in Red Deer. It's a sport that's growing, and it's growing in great depth. So even people that really weren't too sure about rodeo, they're seeing a lot more of it on TV, i.e. Cowboy Channel, stuff like that. So I'm confident they're going to come, and we are going to produce an amazing show and great, great entertainment after each night of the rodeo. We've got great country artists coming in Thursday, Friday, Saturday night for your enjoyment after the rodeo is over.
You bet. Where can people find out more information and get the tickets ahead of?
It's reddeerprorodeo.ca, the website, and Tickets Alberta is where they can get their tickets.
Well, giddy up, Red Deer Pro Rodeo.
Let her buck.